email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Here we go. Ba-da-ba-dee-da. It's like Christmas, the Eurovision, yes. Come on. Immerse yourself goodness. In it. Tomorrow we'll be live in Liverpool for semi-final one of the Eurovision Song Contest. All eyes are on Wild Youth and their song, We Are One. What can we expect? Well, I'm joined on the phone by Niamh Kavanagh. Hello, Niamh.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Eurovision
winner. I'm nearly standing to attention in my car.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And Brian Kennedy.
In a second, you hear it. You just want to stand up and go, that's it now.
Brian Kennedy is in studio as well.
Listen, can we just say, how exciting is it to have Eurovision royalty on the phone?
Niamh,
where are you in the world?
Well, I'm actually in Dublin. I'm not going to Liverpool.
No, make it up. Make it up. Where are you? Try that again. Where are you, Niamh?
I'm in Bali.
There you go. That's better. Thank you.
Great. Niamh. Brian Kennedy is just back from Liverpool, so we're going to go to him first. He's going to, you know, paint a picture of what it's like over there.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I mean, Liverpool has become Eurovision central, of course. Loads of parties going on. There's a huge big, there are a massive kind of huge birds around. You like they used to put like big bulls around cities and things. Now they have these big doves, the doves of peace.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's bedecked. Liverpool is bedecked with Eurovision glamour.
Were you in the stadium?
I had a look outside. No, I mean, it's one thing, as Niamh knows, you know, when you're part of something, then you can't help be part of it, but when you're not, I don't enjoy being in the audience, for example, at other people's gigs.
That makes sense.
And wouldn't you agree, Niamh? I mean, I'd rather.
Eurovision's a long show to sit through unless you have a reason to be there.
Yeah. You're getting the full truth today.
I love it.
I'm not going to lie. I've only ever really gone to Eurovision when I have something to do.
You did it twice, though. That's unusual.
Yes, I did.
Will we go back to Middle Street just for a moment? We have to.
We have to do this.
Yes.
What a singer.
It stands the test of time.
What a singer.
Brian.
I mean, that's a live vocal.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
Just telling you.
What are you laughing at, Niamh Kavanagh?
I'm laughing. It's like 30 years later, and I still remember when I recorded that, how I felt.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of it, I was sitting there going, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I also thought, I'm going to have to sing that live.
No, you did sing it live.
I've heard you sing it live. No bother to you.
Amazing. And Brian Kennedy.
Yes, Ray Darcy.
You got to whatever, was it 9th or 10th?
10th and had tenth. A one in it, as I always said. Yes.
Yes. And did you know, I've only read this today because I did the Eurovision Song Contest quiz on independent.ie.
Okay.
I got 60%.
Right. So, are you going to tell me about the number 1,000?
Yes.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, so this was the number, the 1,000
My entry
song.
Was the 1,000th entry in the whole competition. I didn't know that.
Never tender, always rough. It was never enough for me. In the dead of the night.
Yeah. Great song.
Turned out good, that one.
Yeah.
So
my
good.
Goodness. It brings
so
it all back, as you say, Niamh, doesn't it? I remember every time we rehearsed, I kept changing the last note. It just kept getting higher and higher and higher. And then I decided to go down on one knee for the crack. And my goodness.
Remember
the controversy?
We put it to our listeners.
Yeah,
should
he
go down on one knee or not?
I know. And I think I was channeling somebody. I can't remember who. I don't know.
Niamh, when you were in it, you didn't have to qualify out of a semi-final. You did, Brian.
I did, yes. Exactly.
And people will know that we have to qualify out of the semi-final, and we're in the first semi-final, and it's tomorrow night.
Yes.
It's been called the semi-final of death. That's what it's been called.
I see.
Yeah. we've got to that stage. Have we got to that stage, Brian, where that's a victory if we get out of the semi-final?
It's a massive victory. Of course it is, because we've just done so poorly over the years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, Wild Youth, I think, have one great thing in their favour, and that's their Wild Youth, you know, for goodness sake. I mean, that's the only thing, one of the most important instruments on that stage is attitude, is confidence. Go out there and take over and own that stage, you know, own that arena.
And I can...
Go on,
it can
Niamh.
Change. It can change actually very easily because what happens is they go in with this preconceived idea of what's going to happen, and then the big change The big stage changes everything.
Because you've suddenly got like 30,000 people physically in front of you. Yeah. And as you know, yes. Niamh, they rehearse you until you are a pool of sweat on the floor. Mm. I know it's only three minutes, but it's extremely intense.
Yeah, well, there's the thing. For both, the question I want to ask both of you, is it over-rehearsed, mm-hmm. do you think? And how do you fight that?
Brian? No. Well, you know, you're always on the edge of being fabulous, aren't you, Brian?
The difficulty is, you see, these days, is that every moment of your existence is filmed from the second you arrive, for all the extras on the DVDs and all that, and every rehearsal is, and so on. And I stopped being Brian Kennedy. I was suddenly Ireland everywhere I went. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Ireland. Right. Hello, Ireland. And so it's never lost on you that you are representing the country.
Yeah.
You know,
And I did have to qualify in 2010.
Yes,
we did the second semi-final, which meant I did 8 shows in a row.
Yeah, wow. That's an awful lot.
So, that's a Thursday, and then you have to perform again on the and with all the dress rehearsals as well.
That's right.
Yeah, but the dress rehearsals, like, you literally do 4 shows for each of the one performances that you do.
And how do you think the lads are feeling now? You know, because they've been over there a while. Mm-hmm. They did a dress rehearsal today. They're doing another one tomorrow. Maybe 2 today.
Yeah.
And just from looking at them, their sort of body language is saying that they're growing in confidence.
Yeah.
Good. They should do.
Yeah.
Because they're great. And I know that they can go and own that stage. It's in the lap of the gods after that. So don't pay attention to any of that stuff. Just go out and make us proud. And anything that happens beyond that is just for other people to decide, not us.
Yeah.
You know, we should be proud of that.
There's 15 songs tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. 10 mm-hmm. qualify for the final.
Do you know that I was the last one to qualify? So we were right up to the wire.
Yeah.
And then I won't say it out loud on the live on the radio, of course, but if you go to your Google machine, your YouTube, and finally they go, and finally, number 10, going through the final, Ireland! And I say the next two words, thank
you're right.
Look,
yes.
It rhymes with. And so have a look at that on YouTube.
All the memories. All the, memories.
All the lovely memories.
So Wild Youth will be singing this song tomorrow night. We might be
Well, I will be.
Are you conscious of the flags? There wasn't so much flag waving in your day, Niamh, but the second time round, probably.
Yeah, a lot more the second time round. Yes. A lot of people fainting in front of me, actually, the second time round, because you're a returning queen. But, you know, to be honest with you, it was very exciting, much bigger arena the second time round. Yeah. So it was much more invested. Listen, the energy is fantastic in the room when you go into it. And I'm hoping the guys are just absorbing every second of what's happening, because it's a magnificent thing.
Yeah, it is
magnificent. Hundreds of millions of people are going to look at them. They only need 1% of people to like them to go.
That's
like
true.
Even their likes on social media go up.
The last time we were talking to you, Brian, the last time we were talking to Brian, Niamh, was the day of the National Song Contest on the Late Late Show.
That's right.
And you were talking to us. I think you liked Wild Youth, as far as I can remember.
Me? Oh, I did. Well, yes. we guessed that they would definitely win.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the outfits alone, for goodness sake. I mean, who else can rock a gold onesie other than the lead singer of Wild Youth? I mean, you need youth on your side.
He has a selection of them.
He has a selection of them, and I love it. I'm there for it.
The interesting thing that I noted on that night, because I haven't spoken to you since,
yes,
was that there were three. There was the televote, there was a national jury, and an international jury.
Mm-hmm.
And Wild Youth didn't get the top score from the international jury.
Interesting.
Yes.
And so maybe it's a grower.
Yes.
The song.
Connolly got the 12 from the international jury on the night on the Late Late Show. Wild Youth got 10. They came second. And then from the national jury here, they got 12. And the televote, they got 12. Tomorrow night, it's all televote. There's no jury tomorrow night. There isn't the grand final.
That's a big change.
Yeah,
that's a very big change. So it's the first year that's happened.
It'd be all about making an impression. And that 3 minutes.
You get 3 minutes to make an impression. That's the pressure's on. But, you know, that's the nature of that competition.
Well, speaking of competition, the big competition is Sweden. And this is multifactorial, because not only is she a returning queen of Eurovision, if they win... and they're still tipping around the favourites, then they will match our 7 Eurovision
will
wins.
Will they?
Yes.
They're
currently at 6, we're at 7. And this is Loreen and Tattoo. When the stars are minded, I'll be there. What do you think of that, Niamh?
Well, you know, she knows how to do it. There's no doubt about it. But I think Finland are kind of just hedging around there. If they kind of came out and did what they're going to do, oh, you'd be surprised. People are reacting to Finland in a very strong way.
It's funny that you say that, because do you remember Lordi won the year I did it and they were Finnish?
Yes.
Do you remember the Monsters?
This is the Finnish one. This is the Finnish one. Korea and Cha Cha Cha.
It's like two different songs together. No, it's like two different songs together. Yeah. But the point is, they're catching people's imagination. Yeah. If they go out and do something quirky enough on the stage, and you just never know what's
going to
happen.
That's the thing about the Swedish entry. It's got a little bit of quirk in there, hasn't it? That little.
Well, no doubt about it.
I was going through the videos today, and Korea is wearing a PVC thing. What do you call those things?
Codpiece?
Yeah, that's it.
You're welcome.
Cameo used to wear them. Remember, Cameo used to wear them.
I was thinking, what's Ray trying to do there? Oh, yeah, codpiece. That's right.
You went straight to the codpiece there, Brian. Yes, it's kind of a funny thing, actually.
I can't get it out of my mind now. Oh, no.
And then they have the big green thing on the top, you know, this big green kind of bolero thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's very striking. And if they stage that right, it could capture people. You just don't know what people are. And we tend to think about the fans and all, but actually come the final, it's the majority of the public that will decide that.
Yes. And they're both in our semi-final tomorrow.
Okay.
They're saying that there are five surefire qualifiers.
Sure.
You know, so they're
going to go in.
Are
we in that surefire list?
No, we're not.
According to who?
Well, according to the fans.
Right.
You know this, and you know this, Niamh, as well. There are hundreds of Eurovision fan sites.
They're obsessives. It's not even fandom. It's like it's fanaticism. They
put the
fan
in fanatic. Comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're. I think there's growing support for Wild Youth.
Oh,
but
good.
At the beginning, it wasn't there. So as you say, a grower.
Graham Norton, it's becoming a grower with him, isn't that right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. France.
The other thing I would say, I would say this, even if Sweden do end, you know, they're going to eventually match us because they're like always up and around. But no one will win 3 years in a row again. It's nearly impossible to win consecutively, but three times. So myself, Paul and Charlie and Linda are holding on to that.
And Emer, of course, our last winner. Yeah.
Here's a question for you. When was the last time Ireland got a 12 points?
Oh.
Well, there's an interesting
Was it Ryan O'Shaughnessy?
No.
Should have, though. Really good.
It was Jedward back in 2011.
Oh, stop it. Really?
Yeah, for lipstick.
They got a 12 points.
So that means it's 12 years since Ireland got a 12 points.
Wow.
Well, maybe we're due one then.
Yeah, we are due one. Irlande, 12 points.
Are you listening, Eurovision land? We need 12 points.
Niamh sang a Eurovision song on Saturday night in Dreapt. A fabulous show. She's even better now. Thanks, Celine and Jim.
I would agree with that. I think your voice is even better now.
Yeah. And I remember Niamh's Eurovision victory so well. The next day, the Sunday newspaper had an ad from the bank where Niamh worked. And on the front page, bottom right-hand corner, it stated, "Congratulations, Niamh. Take Monday off."
So generous.
That's great.
Well, the best part was that on the Monday they had another ad after I won, and it said, "Take Tuesday off as well."
Hey, tell Wild Youth to make sure they make the lyrics heard clearly.
Okay,
that's advice from somebody.
That's very important. Pronunciation is very important
because the theme of the song is very strong. It's all about inclusivity,
exactly.
Which the Eurovision I think stands for inclusivity long before the word inclusivity
you
was
would
been
think,
bandied
right?
about. It.
I mean, that's the nature of it. It's every country. I mean, what I used to love as a little kid watching it, which you'd suddenly hear somebody singing in Slovakian or something. You'd never heard that before. Yes. You know, especially not in the Falls Road.
So
inclusivity is absolutely the heart of it, I think.
Yeah. So France, they don't have to take part in any of the semi-finals. Mm-hmm. Neither do the UK. But both of them are up in the top five when it comes to the betting.
Course.
So this is the French one. Chanter la grande France. Évidemment, Evidently.
Well, great voice.
It's nice, isn't it? It's yeah. good. It's good.
Yeah. And I always love, fans bring something different to the table all the time. Yeah. They've got something about it.
There's always
They're always themselves.
There's always, that's it. There's always a confidence. They're always comfortable in their skins,
yes.
aren't they? They're not trying to be anybody other than
that's
French.
Right. Yes. That's right, exactly.
Exactly
and
right.
I think that's part of our problem all the time. We're trying to be somebody else.
Do you think?
Sometimes. You
well,
weren't,
I think
obviously.
We definitely should stop chasing it.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely,
yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Just relax. And
well, see,
what
we've
happens.
Won it seven times because, you know, that's a hard thing to shake off, isn't it?
Do you know who we had in last week? And this is for next year.
Uh-huh.
Because we'll be supporting Wild Youth tomorrow and we'll be there.
Absolutely.
And they'll be with us.
Of course.
Shobsy, have you heard him?
Are you joking me? I think he's one of the most exciting voices to come out of Ireland in a very long time.
Now, if we could
I met him recently in the street, funnily enough.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Amazing. If we could start convincing him to the Eurovision for next year and get...
Yeah. Where does he live? Where does he live?
He lives in Dublin. He lives in Dublin. But yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, Ray. I think he's a really exciting singer.
Shobsy, Niamh Kavanagh here.
Yeah, hi. Niamh, you and me will go round. Yeah, exactly. And Linda Martin. Magic. Shobsy, do you want a dog?
Oh, no.
Do you want a wee dog?
I know. I was working with
okay,
her.
Okay, quickly.
Are we going
to get out of the semi-final, Niamh?
I hope so. I don't know.
Brian,
yes, I'm an optimist.
Okay, right. Join us tomorrow, 3 o'clock, live from Liverpool. Thanks very much, Niamh Kavanagh. Thanks very much, Brian Kennedy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Where are we here? There it is. There.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.